The ideal of a leveling Oriental pedagogy, expressed through government schooling, was promoted by the Jacobin orators of the French National Convention in the early 1790s, the commencement years of our own republic. The notion of forced schooling was irresistible to French radicals, an enthusiasm whose foundation had been laid in preceding centuries by utopian writers like Harrington, Moore, Bacon, Campanella, and other speculative fantasy embracing the fate of children. Cultivating a collective social organism was considered the ingredient missing from feudal society, an ingredient which would allow the West the harmony and stability of the East. Utopian schooling is never about learning in the traditional sense. It's about the transformation of human nature. The core of the difference between Occident and Orient lies in our power relationship between privileged and ordinary, and in respective outlooks on human nature. In the West, a metaphorical table is spread by society. The student decides how much to eat. In the East, the teacher makes that decision. The Chinese character for school shows a passive child with adult hands pouring knowledge into his empty head. To mandate outcomes centrally would be a major step in the destruction of Western identity. Management by objectives, whatever those objectives might be, is a technique of corporate subordination, not of education. Like Alfred's, Charlemagne's awareness of Asia was sharpened in mortal combat. He was the first secular Western potentate to beat the drum for secular schooling. It was easy to ignore Plato's gloomy forecast that however attractive utopia appears in imagination, human nature will not live easily with the degree of synthetic constraint it requires.